Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Elton Brand, Rafe LaFrance, Joey Devine, Sean Marion, Jay Williams, but not the murderer, Sean Keane, Antonio Davis, Patreon subscribers, Richard Fuck, thank you Richard, Carl Anthony Meowns, thanks Tyler, Rizzoli and Isles, thank you Eric Freeman, musical guest, Angels and Airwaves, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of Round Ball Rock. And we are here with a brand new episode, jam-packed full of stuff. But first, I've got to introduce my friend, the permanent co-host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I'm up in Humboldt County. I dug a bush out of the ground yesterday.
Wow.
My whole body hurts. I'm disoriented. Don't do a lot of manual labor, Joey. That's been a weird aspect of this. Also, not high. I'm not smoking weed, and I'm in Humboldt County. So
wow,
it's a weird, surreal experience.
Don't say that out loud. I think they eject you from the county.
Uh-oh. Oh shit. I mean, lots of weed. I've been buying it, selling it, baking it.
Before we get started on today's episode, I just want to mention, please follow us on Twitter at RoundRockPod. Email us at RoundRockPod@gmail.com. If you feel like supporting us monetarily, you can do that at patreon.com/roundrockpod. And you can call us on the phone at the number that is in the episode description of this podcast. We haven't gotten a call in a long time. We'd like some calls. I'm talking to you, Lakers Paladin. Also, 5-star reviews on iTunes. I know it's weird that they only let you give 5 stars, but you wouldn't want to give us anything lower than that anyway, even if they did allow that. Our guest today is Caitlin Gill. We're going to be talking about some surprising things, I would say, learning about what a non-basketball fan heard about from the crazy basketball summer, and a lot about NBA dogs. But before we do that, we've got some news to talk about. Let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean, our first news story is, of course, all about the Los Angeles Lakers and former Laker great Dwight Howard. Sean, do you want to run us through this one?
Well, look, we all remember those great billboards. D12 himself, Dwight Howard. So because DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL practicing in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Get well soon, Boogie.
Get well soon. Actually, take your fucking time getting well, Boogie. Just get well. No, there's no timetable. Joe Lacob is not going to yell at you. No one in the locker room is going to shame you. You don't have to answer any questions from writers at The Athletic. Take your time, buddy. So the Lakers are bringing in three centers for workouts and are considering flying in a fourth. So I'm going to give you Joakim Noah, mm-hmm. who is notably an enemy of LeBron James, I would say. He does not have a ton of like outright enemies. I would say that Noah is one, mm-hmm. right? Like, remember all the clapping he used to do when LeBron would yell at his teammates in Miami? That was great.
Yeah, he used to openly talk shit about Cleveland. That was great.
Mm-hmm. And even though the Bulls didn't particularly have a lot of success against the Heat, they were more of their rivals than the Pacers were, I think.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
They're just more of a like respectable threat. And granted, you know, Derrick Rose got hurt. The Bulls team doctors almost murdered Luol Deng. But it still just felt like that was the team that was who ended their winning streak, mm-hmm. and stuff. So that would be, I guess, some bridge building if they brought him back.
While we're talking about Joakim Noah, I just want to point out Joakim Noah fucking rules. The video of him really getting to the heart of Devin Booker's loser mentality that was going around yesterday fucking ruled. Uh-huh. Bring back Joakim Noah. saw that video, right, Sean?
I did. It was... Look, man. I am a sucker for... I really liked Noah in college. I really liked him on the Bulls, but any player just ripping on Devin Booker, that's going to be my sweet spot,
so,
Joey.
So, for those of you who haven't seen it, Devin Booker is practicing in he's scrimmaging with some NBA players. Joakim Noah is one of them. He gets the ball in the corner. The team proceeds to double team him, and Devin Booker quits and keeps saying, "What, we're double teaming in an open gym? I thought we were here to work on our games. We're double teaming in an open gym." And Joakim Noah's just like, "Yeah, we are. That's part of the game."
Double teaming in an open gym. Great mentality, that guy. So Noah was better last year for the Grizzlies. I don't know if he was necessarily good. He played 16 minutes mm-hmm. a game. He played 42 games. I mean, he looked better. He's also said that essentially he was really shitty for the Knicks just because he partied so much. And I got to say, I respect that. I do respect that.
So who else are they bringing in?
They're bringing in Warriors great Mo Spates.
Mm-hmm. Love Mo.
Mo Spates was not in the NBA last year.
No.
He was playing for the Guangzhou Long Lions.
Mm-hmm. How did he do last year in China?
You know, I couldn't find stats for that. I will find those. Hold on. You say something about Mo Spates.
Love Mo Spates. The fact that Mo Spates and JaVale McGee might be playing somewhere that is not the Golden State Warriors will truly bum me out. Two of my favorite weirdo and Golden State Warriors role players of the last few years.
He was the second. Okay, Spates was the second leading scorer on his team last year. He averaged 22.7. Points and 7.4 rebounds, trailing Kyle Fogg in both those categories. He blocked almost one shot a game, playing 32 minutes a game. Was he shooting threes? He shot a lot of threes.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking 9 threes a game, shot him at about a 36% rate. Not as much rebounding as you might think for Mo Spates, I have to say, looking at this stat line. But part of it was, I mean, this guy Kyle Fogg was just tearing it up.
Interesting. And then who else are they bringing in?
They're considering bringing in Marcin Gortat. He will not be at the actual workouts they're holding this week because he's still in Europe.
Dwight Howard's backup, famously.
Dwight Howard's backup, famously. It's like two dogs fighting over one bone, Joey, just in Orlando. Gortat also seems like notably disliked among NBA players, but maybe that is conjecture. Certainly he and John Wall did not mm-hmm. get along great, and he got along badly enough with the rest of the Clippers that they just got rid of him last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last member, of course, Dwight Howard from one of the most disappointing NBA teams in recent memory.
He's under contract with the Memphis Grizzlies, isn't he?
That is true. Yes, yes. So they had to ask permit. That's why it's they could have done it more subtly, but the Washington Wizards gave Dwight Howard a 2-year deal, and then Memphis, they must have gotten some other consider. Oh, no, he just makes more. Sorry. They traded CJ Miles to the Wizards, and CJ Miles just makes more than Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. And Memphis is like, we have 32 people on the roster right now. We are taking this $2 million, even if it's attached to Dwight Howard's muscular farty corpse. Now, so they have to ask permission, but I mean, they're gonna buy him out.
Right. There's no way, right? There's no way he's coming back to the Lakers.
I mean, there's mutual interest. It seems like the issue is that Anthony Davis really hates playing center, and
which
Pelicans
love when guys do that.
When guys do that. Yeah, like who is he afraid of matching up with in the post at this point?
Especially I guess now. Like, it was
yeah, okay, they're going to play the Clippers 4 times. It's like, is he going to be able to handle
Ivaka Zubac?
Ivaka Zubac. and Willie Cauley-Stein. These are his division rivals. I guess Hassan Whiteside. I wouldn't want to be near Hassan Whiteside, but who cares? Yeah, and then, like, Ayton. I don't know. It is so weird. But he, like, the thing is about him not wanting to play center is just the Lakers team, if he's playing power forward, that means LeBron is playing small forward, which means Kyle Kuzma's playing, like, shooting guard or not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so imagine if you had some center, whether it's Howard, it's Noah, it's JaVale McGee. That's like 4 non-shooters almost. Like Anthony Davis is like a 33% career three-point shooter. Shot like 30% last year. LeBron shoots like 34%. Kyle Kuzma shot 30% last year. It's like, it's the opposite of everything you want to do with a LeBron James team
right. Over
the years. And yeah, I mean, watching LeBron last year, I was more like, this guy's a center now, rather than like, no, move him back to the three, baby.
Right. Well, no, he's the point guard, remember?
Oh, he's the point guard. That's right. Sorry. So, okay. So it's going to be LeBron starting at point, Danny Green providing all the shooting, Kuzma at small forward, Anthony Davis at power forward, Dwight Howard at center. That's not a great spacing team, Joey. Mm-hmm. It also seems that the only thing Dwight Howard can do now is rebound. Like, he's still a good rebounder, but so are Anthony Davis and LeBron James. Like,
right. Wait,
those guys get boards. They're pretty good at it.
They're going to sign Mo Spates, I bet.
I mean, that seems like it actually fits their needs.
He's
a little bit.
He's the least famous of these guys, though, which is not a Lakery move.
That's true. And he's not like I wouldn't say most space provides a lot of the things that you want from your center.
I could see LeBron getting him like 9 points a game, though. Just pick and pop.
And he's like, he's the kind of guy they should, you know, he's like, is Mo Spates worse than Channing Frye was a couple of years ago in Cleveland? Like, not really. He's still relative. He's like 20, 30, right?
He's worse, but though. Like,
I don't know if he's that much worse than old Channing Frye.
Yeah, but Channing Frye could still, like, ostensibly stay in front of a guy and not be, how do I put this carefully? Not overweight.
Well, Channing Frye is also a really good three-point shooter, yeah. And Mo Spates is like a center who can make them, you know, yeah. Sometimes. I mean, it feels to me like they're going to end up in a situation where Anthony Davis ends up playing a lot of center. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only conclusion I could really draw. But
also, who are their wings besides Danny Green?
Well, you've got Rajon Rondo, Quinn Cook.
Uh-huh. None of these people are wings. KCP, who is a shooting guard guards point guards, though. He doesn't guard small forwards.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's not really like, okay, like, who's going to guard? Say they're playing the Clippers, hypothetically. Who's guarding Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
Honestly, it might have to be LeBron and Anthony Davis.
That's so weird. But yeah, like Jared Dudley's going to get a bunch of starts. I don't think Avery Bradley's a good defensive player anymore.
Also a guy who guards point guards, though. Not,
you know, threes. who's going to make this team and end up playing a fair amount? That weird Zach Norvell Jr.
I mean, look, our friend Julian Rodriguez, one of the sane Laker fans, is like, I kind of think Caruso's going to play more than most of these guys.
I mean, Avery Bradley, I think, was one of the worst players in basketball last year.
With the Clippers, yes, but I believe he was better in Memphis.
That doesn't count. Yeah. It's like that Noah season. It doesn't really count. I bet KCP ends up playing a lot. It's weird, though, because he, on paper, he doesn't look that terrible, but people who watch him a lot are just like, this fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't really trust his mediocre stats as meaning so. I mean, maybe it was that he was making like $18 million and not really doing anything. Mm-hmm. Could have been either way. But yeah, that KCP is going to play a lot. Danny Green's going to play a lot. They're just it's a fairly old team. It's not a bunch of like super healthy guys either.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
He'll be quite a treat. I want it to be Dwight so much. Like, that's the funniest possible thing, especially because it doesn't really matter. This is essentially a backup center. Like, you can play JaVale for 20 minutes and, I mean, they should just make LeBron play center. He's the point guard. Why am I forgetting? I can't.
They've announced it. He's their starting point guard.
Starting point guard. Yeah. Doesn't have anything to do with all-star consideration. But yeah, don't you kind of get the sense that if they sign Dwight, Kobe might come back to practices to yell at him?
Oh, that would be
like, that's
so
the
funny
one thing that could really bring him back. My favorite distressing thing for Laker fans is Ramona Shelburne tweeted like, yeah, everyone hated Dwight Howard in LA, but he still has a pretty good relationship with Jeannie Buss.
Funny.
So, well, they're both really into comedy. So,
all right, our last story. De'Aaron Fox and Marvin Bagley left Team USA for some reason.
Yes. They're focusing on the Sacramento Kings season. It's not, FIBA's not for them, Joey.
I have a feeling, because De'Aaron Fox was going to make this team.
I think they were both making the team, Joey.
De'Aaron Fox definitely was. Everyone was talking about how he was one of the best players in camp. I have this feeling he just was like, you know, I don't want to go to Australia.
Oh, he not even the China part of it?
Yeah, because they're going to Australia first.
And then they're studying one more guy. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not sure you realize how shallow this team is right now.
I mean, I do.
Because right now, they still have not cut Derek White.
I think Derek White's going to make the team, though.
So who's
He's
getting...
Pop's guy.
I guess that might be it. So Joe Harris is going to play big minutes?
I mean, honestly, maybe they were going to cut De'Aaron Fox.
I don't think they were going to cut De'Aaron Fox. Mason Plumlee looks like he's a lock to stay on this team. I think they're going to end up cutting Marcus Smart because he's going to be like, I'm kind of hurt. That's my guess.
He wants to play so bad, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying he probably still hurt. Four Celtics, baby. Four Celtics. Brook Lopez. It's going to be Brook Lopez. It's time to shine. He's going to kick ass.
I mean, I honestly think they're going to cut Kuzma. He hasn't played well, apparently.
He doesn't seem to fit the team that much. Also, Kyle Kuzma, I've said this before. I don't think the numbers are there to justify thinking he's like a pretty good player or really a good player. Like he's not a good shooter.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's fun. I do like him a lot. I'm glad he's around and in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he do something woke this week?
I don't remember. Probably.
Who cares?
All right. Should we get to our interview?
Yeah, let's get to the interview. All right. She's great.
Let's talk to our friend Caitlin Gill here. We pre-recorded it. I don't remember how I intro it, but it's going to start right here. It's Christmas in August because we have, every Christmas, Sean and I bring on our very, very good friend, Caitlin Gill, who does not care or know about basketball, really, but does want to talk about it. And usually every Christmas we go through with her what the Christmas Day games are and try and teach her about what's been happening in the NBA season. But so much stuff has happened this summer. It's kind of like the 2016 election where they talked about bubbles, you know, where the New York Times would be like, look at this Republicans Facebook feed. So I wanted to check. So much crazy stuff happened in the NBA. I wanted to check with a non-NBA fan and see what large news stories broke through outside of the basketball bubble. But before we do that, let me introduce her. Caitlin Gill, our friend, comedian, one of the funniest people we know, who has a new album out and is on tour currently. So you should go see her. Caitlin Gill, how are you?
Hey, I am so good. Thank you very much. I am indeed, as you stated, on tour, currently in the Bay, in the family nest, before I launch off again.
Oh, like a baby bird.
Like a tiny baby bird, but my wings are so strong. I've eaten so many grubs. I'm just ready. Is this a good metaphor? I think so, honestly. Yeah. I'm feeling it. Because I have to. I'm not flying for any of this tour, so perhaps I should be a land-based mammal. Some kind of powerful mammal. My album is named after my dog, so I'll go with that. I am touring on the release of my album, Major, available on everything you listen to things on. And yeah, I'm going all over the West. Don't worry, East Coast, I'm coming. Just like not right now.
Let's get straight into it. Caitlin.
Yes.
What tour dates do you have coming up? Let's do this early. Let's make them listen to this before they get to the good content.
Yeah, I like it. Come see me in Eureka with Sean Keane on the 22nd. That's very exciting. August 22nd. That's a Thursday, unless I'm wrong, and I could be. But yeah, that is
got it.
It is? I did it. It's at Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California. So anywhere you are in Northern California, it's worth the drive. You know it's pretty. Then I'm going to be in Salem on the 23rd at Cap City Comedy Club. That'll be fun. On the 28th, Portland Helium. That's going to be a great show. I hope that those Portland folk come out in droves. Seattle.
We have a
Abbey.
Strong Portland fan base too.
That feels right to me. Yeah. And these are all album release parties. The party part is that I hang out afterwards. All high fives are free. I offer some very important high five tips during the show usually. So high five confidence is high. Yeah, I like meeting people. Come and say that you listen, that you heard Round Ball Rock, and I would be very excited to meet you and offer you a high five.
We'll keep going. Seattle.
Great. Seattle on August 30th at Fremont Abbey. That's all ages, so bring your chillins. And then we go all the way to Idaho. That's Boise for the 208 Comedy Fest from the 6th to the 9th. Go to all those fun shows. I am one of them on the 7th. And then on September 12th, I am in Denver at the High Dive. And that show is going to be a real party. I love the High Dive. I hope that I get to slap any hands in Denver as well. I'll be right back in Boise after that at 2. So if you miss me in Boise the first time, I'll be back the 13th through the 15th.
Do you have a strong Boise fan base usually that you have to visit Boise twice?
It just sort of worked out this way this time. But this is my returning appearance at the 208 Comedy Festival. Boise is a very fun town to tell jokes in. Surprise! It's fun. It is. I didn't. I'll admit to have being intimidated by parts of Idaho that aren't Boise, but Boise itself is very fun.
Well, it's because you have a deep fear of potatoes, correct?
It's the potatoes. Yes. Yeah. Although we did learn that most of those are picked by Idaho's prison population. So hats off to them.
Oh
no! Yeah, I know. Yeah, The 13th by Ava DuVernay really enlighten you not only to our nation's history, troubling in many ways, but also to our nation's history with potatoes. Also troubling. You wouldn't think so, the innocent potato, but there it is. So that's the tour. I'll tell you potato facts and I'll give you a high five. And I'm excited, Sean, that you are going to be in Eureka. That show is going to be so fun. And I know that your day is packed before that. I am so disappointed. I can't make it to see Guy Fieri's barbecue competition. He's judging a barbecue.
Joey, I don't know if I've told you this, but on Thursday I will be attending the Humboldt County Fair. I believe it's in Ferndale.
It is beautiful. Ferndale. Uh-huh.
And there is a fairly freewheeling barbecue competition that is being judged by Guy Fieri. I think it's like his 6th or 7th year doing it.
I love that.
The categories are beef, pork, chicken, seafood, and people's choice. Yep. And I think they give out like 38 different awards. So
I love it.
It's possible that I should be signing up for this barbecue competition. I don't particularly barbecue, but
God, I should. I'm working on making my dad leave early enough to make it. And if I tell him that he could win a barbecue competition, that might be enough.
God. Yeah,
I'm
your
working.
Dad.
Oh, I'm like, going on this whole tour with my dad.
3 a.m. Yeah.
Yes, this is at the whole time. My dad and my dog are piling into a car, and we're doing this whole trek as a ridiculous family unit, which is silly and fun. So yes, this tour is madness, and it has only just begun. Come see it, witness.
How was the San Francisco show?
Oh, so fun! Verdi Club. Lots of friends. Lots of cool strangers. It was great. I did those shows with Jackie Cation and Chris Fairbanks. So if your podcast audience also devours other podcasts, those might be familiar names. They were a hoot.
Oh, man. Fairbanks. I mean, I love Jackie, too. But
I know.
I know her as well.
Yes.
Chris Fairbanks, an all-time favorite.
Irresistibly funny.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of you that can't go see Caitlin because she's not coming to your town, there is a way you can still enjoy Caitlin Gill's comedy, and that is
what?
Yeah. And that is by purchasing her brand new album Major.
Oh, I love it.
Which
it's
is
so good.
Named after her dog Major.
Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan is my dog for all the mash heads out there. She is a feathery furred cutie, so she earned the title. But you gotta address her formally. She is a major. She goes by her title. Yeah, she rules. And she had a buddy, Red Scott, another great comedian, happened to be at the show the night that I recorded the album and took these beautiful portraits of me holding my tiny dog. And was like, well, that's the album art and the name, I guess. We're done with that. That's taken care of.
Well, and yeah. I brought it up, first off, because everyone should buy it. But more importantly,
buy the album. Yes.
Because your album is dog themed.
It is.
Sean wanted to go through and tell you about some famous NBA dogs.
Yeah.
Now, before I am looking at Sean's famous NBA dogs here, And he left off a glaring NBA dog story that we talk about all the time.
Oh, it's Udonis Haslam, yes.
Yes. Sean, would you like to describe to Caitlin what happened to Miami Heat power forward slash center Udonis Haslam and his dog?
That's a very large person, right? The center is usually very tall person.
He's very large and he's very tough. And he's been on the Heat forever. It's fairly certain that he has like incriminating material. He'll be like the second oldest player in the NBA this year, and he never plays. But he signs a contract for like $2 or $3 million every year. So he is suing a Florida-based veterinary hospital because Udonis Haslam has a prize dog named Juice. It is a cane corso dog. He's a champion show dog. Haslam claims it was making him thousands of dollars from the sale of semen from that cane corso dog. He claims that samples go from $3,500 to $10,000. However,
That's a huge scale, and I wonder what the quality of the sample is to justify that kind of gap.
Yeah,
is that like an ounce thing, or is that like a count per millimeter issue? I mean, unrelated question, but genuinely curious.
Maybe it's just a sliding scale. It's like a Radiohead album.
Yeah. Pay what you can.
The lawsuit also is claiming that he spent $30,000 training Juice to be a watchdog for his family because he is away for long periods of time in the NBA. And the filing says, quote, "As a castrated dog, Juice is now too tame to serve in the capacity of a watchdog."
Yeah, you didn't bring that part up.
Oh, I'm
Sean,
sorry.
Yeah,
why
I'm
he's
sorry.
Suing?
He got castrated, huh?
Yeah. So he's been he's suing this Florida veterinary hospital. He brought in the dog because the dog had swallowed a large piece of rope, which somewhat terrifying.
You.
Like,
sure.
And they had to do surgery. And in the course of the surgery, they neutered the dog. Now, the hospital claims that Haslam authorized the procedure and they acted with the standard care that all practitioners and veterinarian medicine. That's not how you say it. He claims that this was a just spontaneous castration. And,
boy, that is a gentleman's nightmare, isn't it? Going in to get your appendix removed and then, you know, that's not great.
The Miami Sun Sentinel went with this headline: Udonis Haslam suing veterinarian over prize dog semen, which that's just good journalism.
I'm clicking.
So, Caitlin, now that you have a famous dog, how much are those eggs going to go for?
Gosh, I wish I hadn't tied her up so early. No, she's she's only available for pictures, unfortunately. I'm trying to get on that little bub circuit, but you know, it's a tough market. You'd think it's a seller's market, but it's not. It's not.
Caitlin, this is a crazy question.
Ask it.
Can you follow your dog on Instagram?
Oh goodness, of course you can. @major_Houlihan. That's mine. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. Just wanted to make sure.
Kelly, my sweet lady, surprised I'm a lesbian, is the one who's actually really good at maintaining it. So since she's out of town, it's lapsed. But it's good content. It's some pretty adorable dog. It's all dog. There's no other filler content. We're not trying to sell you anything yet. Yet. When she's sponsored though. It'll all be ads. I wish I could make passive income off my dog. If my dog had semen to sell, let me tell you, I'd do it.
Is Major willing to do SpawnCon?
Man, I bet. If people would pet her there, she will go. That is, she's an easy sell on public events. So I'm really trying. I'm angling. I'm trying to get her some auditions. You know, we've got an acting coach, dialect coach, working on some. You know, going Meisner, but I want her to be open to other options. It's natural talent. You just gotta, shine it up when you can. And yes, I did make her. I can't breed her. I can't make more. It was stupid. That was dumb. I could clone her. I could sell you genetic material. Sure.
That's what you should do. And in fact, I believe that's a big part of the Matrix 4, actually.
Oh, excellent. It's a Neo clone. Swaps from Neo is making a new dog. Great.
All right, Sean, do you have some other famous dogs you want to introduce Caitlin to?
I've never even considered NBA dogs. And this is a world that must be rich, just so rich that I'm not surprised.
Yeah, okay, so the dog that a lot of people might be pretty familiar with is Klay Thompson's bulldog, Rocco.
Oh, okay.
He is Rocco.Thompson on Instagram. Now, Klay got Rocco when Rocco was 11 weeks old and Klay was 21 years old back in 2011. They go on hikes together a lot in Oakland.
Klay's bobblehead had a Rocco bobblehead under it.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me very happy.
Yeah. His birthday cake was a Rocco cake. His Chinese shoe company Anta released a Rocco shoe.
I'm gonna say this is because nobody knows what to get Klay. This is what happens when you get a dog. Is that like if you got a French bulldog, all of a sudden everybody's like, phew, and they go to Target and they just get you a French bulldog mug, and then all of a sudden your whole cabinet, you have a French bulldog lamp, you have fresh bulldog like a bath mat. Everybody just goes to that because they don't know what else to get you. So I think Klay needs to update an Amazon wish list or like maybe express his wants more clearly to his friends. Otherwise, every birthday from now on, his whole house is going to be bulldog.
Yeah.
There's no hope. Socks. Man, a bulldog, everything. Good luck with that, Klay. That's going to be more of a burden than you know, my friend.
Yeah, and he definitely is a guy who has, like, pretty basic interests. Like, he just likes playing basketball, playing video games, and, like, going for long walks.
And also Instagram models. And Instagram models.
Well, come on. Yeah. That's just universal. We're all here because we like Instagram models and pot. That's not true. I don't know what to do on Instagram, but I'm really good at pot, so I make up for it there.
Klay
does seem a little bit sweet and basic. Well, doesn't seem dumb. He just doesn't also seem like sharp. He's not I don't know. Does he last? Is he hilarious?
He's hilarious in the way a weirdo is hilarious.
Perfect.
Because
he
is
a
weirdo.
There's a picture with a panda that I made a button for you at some kind of function.
Yeah, he famously signed a fan's toaster last year.
Oh, I love him.
He's high-fived himself in the past.
Well, hell yeah, put it up for yourself. Why a toaster? Was a fan just
a fan
like
brought it to him and was like, "Can you sign this toaster?" And there's a great picture of him looking at it in befuddlement.
Yes.
But then the Warriors went on to win like 19 games in a row after that or something. I mean, for the season, including the playoffs, they were like 25-2 after they signed that toast or something like that. It was crazy.
Man, that's delicious toast.
So
pops up with a little W on it.
Back to Rocco. Klay Thompson has been dealing with an injury all summer. And has been posting pictures of himself rehabbing and claiming that since he's hurt, Rocco won't leave his side and is defending him constantly.
Yeah
he's like, he's always sitting on the weight bench next to Klay.
That's a dog. No. They know. He must actually be injured. He's not flopping. A dog wouldn't lie about that.
And Clay's quote is, "Dogs are just simple beings. They just want affection, exercise, and some treats. And I'm a simple guy." The implication is that's all Klay wants, too. And by affection, I mean sex with Instagram models. And by treats, I mean marijuana.
Yes, exactly. Again, don't pretend like we're above it. None of us are.
So let me, I'm going to send you a picture of, okay, so this next dog, I'm just going to text this link to both of you guys.
That's very exciting. I haven't been looking up these dogs, and admittedly, I'm letting my imagination do the work.
So, Gordon Hayward of the Boston Celtics, he's like, would you say he's like the closest thing the NBA has to a Proud Boy, Joey?
To a Proud Boy, no. To a Gamer Gator, yes.
Yeah, he's more like he's more
what
like
a fine tiki, hair sorry. To split, honestly.
Well, he has a tiki torch haircut, mm-hmm. and he's like definitely really into video games.
His wife gave him a lot of money to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, he has a dog whose name is Cyber, which is S-I-B-E-R, and it is a German Shepherd. Does mm-hmm. that seem like not the dog you should get if you're worried about people thinking you're a white supremacist?
I mean, it's a bold choice. It sends a message.
And I don't know what cyber means, but that also to me sounds racist.
I mean, or nu metal?
Yeah. I guess it's more like, yeah, like things that somebody with a shaved head and like khaki pants would thrash around listening to, even though the content itself
definitely
yes. Joey, I don't know if you know this, he had ACL surgery last year.
The dog
did.
Sorry.
Gordon Hayward signed an enormous contract with the Boston Celtics, broke his ankle in the second quarter of his first game with them.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was the first quarter, actually.
I think it was like 2.5 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, his dog also is being rehabbed, so.
That's a tough one on a dog. My own is a little knock-kneed, and someday she herself might be in recovery from some kind of surgery. It's the only, I don't know, yeah. I'd fix your niece, tiny dog. She just walked out. Were your ears burning? Were your tiny ears burning? Oh, yeah. Give me a high five. Okay, now, leave me hanging. I could have just said she did it, but I was honest. She left me hanging, everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to get to the pit bull section right now. Pit bulls are a very popular NBA dog.
Sure. It doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah. Now, Paul George, who plays for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Hey, don't say that, Park Sean. Sorry. We have to get to that.
Sorry. Paul George has a pit bull named King.
Okay.
Very, like, nice dog in a lot of photos. Then he recently got another pit bull and named him Kobe.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that seem like you're giving a breed that already has a bad reputation just bad stuff?
Yeah, I don't know. What is the suggestion? King and Kobe? With the clip, what? Why is he? I mean, it just means you have to yell the word Kobe a lot.
Mm-hmm. Which Paul George presumably does already. Here's the thing about Paul George.
Is that Caitlin. It? He just worked backwards? He just walks around his house yelling Kobe, so it'd be easier to have a dog named Kobe?
Well, let me explain to you Paul George. Paul George is a very good NBA player, but constantly is self-owning.
I can't relate to Paul George in any way.
He one time gave himself a nickname, which is never good, but his nickname he gave himself was Playoff P.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's not, historically, Paul George has not been good in the playoffs.
Sure. All right.
Every year in the playoffs, Gatorade releases a commercial about Paul George doing well in the playoffs.
And it runs much longer than Paul George's actual playoff run. So it's
the optimism.
Also, in one year, one of the Gatorade commercials showed him hitting a game-winning buzzer beater. And it made someone look up a stat that Paul George had never, even in high school and college, ever hit a game-winning shot at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Which then led everyone to roast him for about a season and a half.
Yeah, Joey, I think you're not listing, I think, the more embarrassing Paul George nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George changed his uniform number to number 13 so that his nickname could be PG-13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, honey.
And does he know that PG-13 means not as good as you think it's going to be?
Is he Mormon?
No, he's just from Palmdale.
That's a Mormon bad boy who's like, check me out. I'm PG-13 over here.
About his dog, Kobe, is great, though. He did say, quote, he's my best friend. It's dope, unquote.
There you go.
Yeah. And honestly, King looks like a regular pit bull. I'm sure Kobe is fully grown now, but I had not seen like a little tiny pit bull puppy before.
Oh, they're very cute.
They're very cute and like very pink.
Yes. Anyway,
you can see a video of Paul George's daughter playing with a baby pit bull.
That is very cute.
I think that's
pretty great dogs, and they're perfect NBA dogs. They look like they're tough, but they're darlings. They look all strong, but they're extra sweet, and they need you so bad.
Yeah.
They're great dogs. I don't want one, but good job. I need a dog I can pick up and hold in my arms. Yeah. That's cheating. I love it.
DeMarcus Cousins has 3 pit bulls.
That's a lot of pit bull. Man, that is fun.
Well, ooh, DeMarcus Cousins is a lot of man.
Okay.
Yeah, he is like the closest thing to just a big slab of beef running up and down the court, like really strong and really tough. And
Listed at 6'11", 269 pounds.
My goodness.
But I'm going to guess he's close. This year he was closer to 300, I think.
Do you think he's the strongest guy in the NBA? Or like fully healthy, I guess.
I think probably no. I think another guy we're going to talk about who's a rookie this year is probably actually the strongest guy in the NBA now.
Wow. I think you got to be a little older, though.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, back to these dogs.
Okay, so
3 of them.
He's got 3 dogs. They're 3 pit bulls. Their names are Gotti, Capone, and Sosa. And
okay.
Is that named after Sammy Sosa, Joey, do you think? Is there another Sosa it would be named after?
I'm assuming it's the Sosa from Scarface, based on the other three names.
Right, Alejandro Sosa. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's got several framed posters up in his house. I'm assuming they're all Scarface.
I guarantee.
Like each one of the DVD Blu-ray covers is like, he's got it in every form of media, a VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray.
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't already have the pit bulls, the fact that he began his career with 6 years in Sacramento, I think would guarantee. Ooh. A Scarface poster.
Oh, yeah, there's one in every home in Sacramento, whether you buy or rent. It's pre-installed.
Yeah, you can't even get them out.
You can't get them off the wall. Yeah, it's not.
Now, as far as I could tell in my research, Boogie Cousins is the only NBA player to hold a dog photo competition on Facebook.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not really sure what the prize was.
Is this like going on Twitter and be like, hey, I had a hard day, can you post pictures of your pet just to get 3,000 likes? Is that what he's doing? Thirst trap?
I think he used to really maintain Gotti's Instagram page.
Oh, okay.
And he was just giving away a bunch of autographed jerseys and gift cards and stuff. But apparently it was like very strict about the rules, where the first post under the announcement is commenting on post on wall does not enter yourself in the contest. Here's the thing.
Okay, so he's got a plan.
And a lot of people disregarded those instructions. So if you want to see a lot of pictures of dogs from 5 years ago, check out Boogie's dog photo competition.
I do want to see dogs from 5 years ago. Dog. And then I want to find them all and see them now.
All right, Sean.
They're all pretty good dogs, I gotta say.
Why don't we skip down to this last one here?
The bronze dog is boring. I kind of like that D'Angelo Russell has a pillow with both his dogs on it, though.
Sure.
And they're doodles. I've never heard of that kind of dog.
What, labradoodles?
They're Bernadoodles.
Bernadoodles. So like St. Bernard and Poodle? He has an enormous perm running around the house?
Bernadoodle is a Bernese mountain dog and a poodle.
Holy crakes.
They are really silly looking.
Yes.
This is the least threatening dog I have ever seen, Caitlin.
Yeah, it's like a giant, it's a ShamWow. It's cleaning rugs everywhere, hardwood everywhere it goes.
Yeah,
what a silly mop.
The tongue is gigantic. Like, it basically can't even see out of its eyes. It's so fluffy. And look, I'm seeing the best of the best of these Bernadoodles, but all right. Okay, so the last dog we want to talk about, it is the mascot of the Golden One Arena in Sacramento, Goldie the dog.
It better be a golden retriever, or...
I mean, it is kind of.
But here's the thing we need to point out, Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
The team that plays in the Golden One Arena are the Sacramento Kings, and they have a mascot named Slamson the Lion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Goldie is just specifically the mascot for the arena.
And possibly also for the credit union, I think.
Does he just have like a lesser costume and dance behind the official NBA mascot?
Well, Sean just sent you a picture of the credit union mascot.
I can't wait. There it is. Give me a preview. Why? Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's not... I'm going to say first review of this mascot, not NBA quality. Golden One Credit Union, definitely prominently featured. And that dog tag is oversized for that dog's neck. I would be concerned as an owner.
I wouldn't trust him as a banker either.
Most definitely not. The gloves are in a... He's got, like, paws, but they're gloves with five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed a mitten opportunity here. This is a mitten situation. A five-finger dog is more unnerving than I care to admit. And no, it looks like it has three finger slots. No, there's four. Mm-hmm. He's just giving a one fingers up. He's doing a mom dance.
But it's like he has... It's like his hands are in a different separate cuff for the arms, too.
Yes, definitely. It's a glove tucked into the arm of a suit.
Which is probably
nice on a Sacramento night. You can just open up your sleeve a little bit and 1 inch of your body can breathe as the rest of you just dump sweat into a unventilated dog suit. It's unsettling. It's that forced corporate cheer. I'm sorry to linger so long on this, but the image is now haunting me where it's like nobody's that happy in a credit union. Even if things are going well, it's like you're not dog mascot happy.
Well, while we're talking about mascots that are dog and dog adjacent, I want to send you my both favorite mascot and least favorite mascot. I'm sending you the picture right now.
They are the same. We've known each other a long time. I think that's true of everything.
I'd like you to meet the San Antonio Spurs coyote.
I didn't ask to meet this. Why are you doing this to me? Why are its eyes like that?
More importantly, why
the costume?
Why doesn't it wear pants?
I mean, that's a cartoon choice that you'd have to take up from Winnie the Pooh forward.
But here's the optional. Here's the thing about the Spurs coyote.
It's making me deeply uncomfortable because it's too rabbit-like. It's got a jackalope vibe. They also did the no paws but individual fingers thing, and that's mm-hmm. a mistake. I feel like his tail, like, I feel like he can definitely use that tail, and that's unnerving. Like, he's got some kind of twitch butt apparatus that moves it. But his face is like, it's a little Wile E. Coyote, but it is not enough Wile E. Coyote. And, like, a coyote is like a, I don't know. Why are you trying to friendly? I'm confused.
The jersey is, like, form fitting, too.
Oh, it's very tight. I feel like this coyote has abs, like a kangaroo does.
Yeah, and it's showing him off. Well, also, it's supposed to evoke number 21 Spurs legend Tim Duncan, but they've chosen to make it a 2 and an exclamation point.
Yeah, did they own themselves and that they couldn't give him a Tim Duncan jersey? I don't know.
Here's the thing about...
It looks like he's very excited about coming in second. And since these games are usually a head-to-head competition... I'm going to say maybe that's not the image you wanted to put forward.
I mean, it's like you're saying, shit! Like, right. This guy's got number two.
Here's the thing about it not wearing pants, Caitlin. Oftentimes during the game, it will do a costume change where it wears pants. So it'll dress up like Rocky Boxer, or like a cowboy that has like, you know, like chaps on.
So no, you got to go all in or all out.
Yes,
on pants.
No. So it's choosing to be a pervert is what I'm
right.
saying.
Yeah, you know, I
no
can't really
society
argue with that.
Has to wear you wear pants in society.
That is more. I didn't want to. Yeah.
Sean and I have often joked about this mascot that it is like the Heath Ledger Joker of basketball mascots.
Does it inspire a similar fan base? Jesus, there aren't frame posters of this guy, are there? Some mascots just want to watch the world turn. Yeah, I don't know. Imagining that guy walking away from a hospital, giggling a little too much is...
It would be wearing pants as that nurse, too, for sure.
Oh, yeah, at least a skirt, which is, you know, yeah.
There are definitely pictures of the San Antonio Coyote wearing a skirt, too. Also, by the way, I looked it up one time. This mascot is in the Hall of Fame, and it's not easy to get into the Mascot Hall of Fame.
So is that a separate Hall of Fame or in the NBA?
No, there's a mascot Hall of Fame. I've looked it up.
Is this like Vegas has a pinball museum, but it's really just a dark room that has machines crammed in it? Like, I mean, I love it, and I go there every time in Vegas, which is too often if I'm being honest. But there's, have you been?
I have not been. I'd love to go. It's in Whiting, Indiana.
Okay,
and
sure.
It's an all right. According to this, it's an interactive children's museum and Hall of Fame for mascots.
Now, children should not be able to see.
Yeah, nope. That feels like is it just the back door open to a windowless van?
It was founded in 2005 by the guy who played the original Philly Fanatic.
Oh, all right. And you know, Philly's reputation with mascots lately seems to be running pretty high.
Yeah, they've got Gritty.
Right? Isn't that where Gritty's from?
So your first class of inductees was the Philly Fanatic, the Suns Gorilla, and the San Diego Chicken.
Oh, sure. Okay, right.
Then, in 2006, they inducted a lot of people. Aubie the Tiger, Bucky the Badger, Clutch from the Houston Rockets, the Jazz Bear from the Utah Jazz.
All right.
KC Wolf from the Kansas City Chiefs, and someone named UD from the University of Delaware.
Okay.
Then in 2007, Big Red from Western Kentucky, Brutus Buckeye, of course, the Coyote, and Mr. Met. Then in 2008, they only inducted four people. Rocky from the Denver Nuggets, Slider from the Cleveland Indians, and Smokey from the University of Tennessee. And then they didn't induct...
Wait, who's Slider?
Slider is the Indians mascot, apparently.
Is he like a baseball?
He's gotta be a baseball, right? Like Mr. Met. Hold on.
God, I am not that...
I love that it's all sport. Like, that's gotta be, I mean, I guess it would have to be, but boy, the rivalries, I mean.
Well, and here's
what I'm interested in. So, this is what, Slider is horrifying looking.
But
please,
hold on.
I'm gonna send you a picture of Slider real quick.
Before
quickly,
we
Caitlin.
Look at a picture of Slider, I want you to know.
I happen to be looking down, oh God, is he the purple thing with splotches?
Yeah, he's like, he has like yellow dots and a weird yellow nose.
He looks like a trip to the doctor.
Here's a weird thing, though. So that was in 2008. Then they didn't induct anyone until 2019.
Whoa!
Where they inducted...
The voters couldn't agree.
They went 11 years without an induction, and then they inducted the Nittany Lion, Benny the Bull, Tommy Hawk, the Chicago Blackhawks mascot, and Slugger, the Kansas City Royals lion. Which, does that mean, hold on, the Chiefs mascot. Okay, I was like, didn't they induct the Royals mascot?
I looked up the Royals really mascot as well. Slugger, yeah, that headpiece is unnerving. The Royals mascot has sort of a crown for it's a lion, but its top mane is in a crown shape.
Yeah.
I don't know. Uncomfortable.
Here's another upsetting thing about the San Antonio Spurs Coyote, by the way. No name. He's just called the Coyote.
I mean, I get... I don't know about this guy.
He was also named Best Mascot of the Year by Game Ops Magazine. Sorry, GameOps.com in 2005.
Oh, wow. That's my homepage. The Braves, by the way, have a blatant Mr. Met ripoff named Homer.
Oh, my God.
But the reason it's, like, kind of okay is that they had a super racist mascot named Chief Nakahoma before.
Yeah, I could tell the Indians mascot was going for something you couldn't possibly interpret it as human, and therefore you couldn't try to draw a line toward any representation of a group of humans.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, hey, short of changing your racist ass name, I guess that's a good start. I am looking up, I just happened to type in the Coyote in the little in the images, and there was a race that the Coyote held.
Is this where he's dressed
like
a baby?
He's racing two infants, yeah. And he is dressed as a baby, and he's in a onesie, like a crotch riding onesie that sort of looks like a wrestler's uniform. And I don't know that my dreams are ever going to be the
same.
He's
dressed like
baby Huey,
kind of.
He has a giant to scale bottle. Would this be during a halftime, or is this a pregame thing?
No, that's like not even halftime. That's like just in the middle of the game randomly during TV commercials.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That is a lot to take in.
He's a terrorist, I'm telling you. The Coyote is a terrorist.
It fits with the the traditional image of the Coyote as like a shape-shifting trickster that's meant to influence your mind in ways that you couldn't predict or control. I'm good with that. But these eyes, not good.
I mean,
it's the eyes for me.
The eyes are, it's like he's on peyote.
He does look a little bit like the Johnny Cash Coyote from The Simpsons.
Yeah. He looks stoned out of his mind.
For all my other old millennials out there, let me drop some Simpsons references that will forever date me. To anyone who came up younger.
All right, now...
They're like, can you put that in terms of a Family Guy episode?
Exactly.
A Rick and or a Morty?
Excuse me, if it wasn't on Rocco's Modern Life, I didn't grow up with it.
How is
Which
the
is
coyote...
fair. I just happen to be a Doug, Ren, and Stimpy kid.
How is the coyote like Pickle Rick, Caitlin?
Oh, no.
All right, should we go over some NBA news stories, Caitlin?
Sure, yes.
So my first question for you, to just kick this off.
Kick it.
Is do you know who won the NBA championship this year?
I thought I did, and I don't. Was it the same matchup as it was before?
No.
Was it another? No.
It's a very weird team, which is why I'm
asking
you.
Yes, the Raptors.
You. Yes.
The Toronto Raptors. Woo, yeah, okay. I remember the Drake made the... If you're wondering what filtered out to people who otherwise weren't paying attention, Drake being weird, I remember that. And I remember Canadian friends being very excited.
Okay, so my other question is, they were playing the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And the Warriors had maybe one of the most traumatic series in the history of basketball happen to them.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I just remember worrying about you during this time period. Because I was seeing the result. All I really knew was the standing of the series. And I was like, I wonder how Joey's doing.
Well, in game six... both Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, within a span of about a quarter, had season-long ending injuries.
Perfect, great. What? Ew.
Yeah, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles.
Okay, that is a terrible thing. Uh-huh. That's really gross.
And Klay Thompson tore his ACL. Nope, and also tried to play on a torn ACL.
Yeah, he was like jogging around like, yeah, put me back in. I just need to loosen it up.
Yeah, loosen it until it's just a flopping band, nowhere near what it's supposed to support or control. Great, yeah, loosen it right up.
Okay, now I want to ask you some things about the most famous NBA player to see if this has gone through. LeBron James.
Sure, yes. Netflix deal. Looking fabulous.
Did you know LeBron James is currently making Space Jam 2?
I sort of knew that, but it's one of those things where you hear it and you're like, am I just hearing words together and not getting the association right? But hey, as long as we're remaking every movie that happened 25 years ago, let loose, buddy. Yeah, have at it.
All right, now
I guess if you open a school, do whatever the fuck you want after that. You know, he's done enough cool stuff to play with his money and make a movie he wants to see, which is like a boss ass move. Just like, I wish there had been a Space Jam 2. And then you call it into being with your own fabulous wealth and celebrity.
That
well
is
done.
Pretty great. Yeah. Like, I have no idea why he wants to make Space Jam 2, but it's almost just like people have. It almost feels like. Just people talking about the possibility of a Space Jam 2 made it happen, and then LeBron was like, yeah, I'm not busy. Like,
I mean, I don't know what you have to do as LeBron James to make Space Jam 2 other than just saying, like, hey, make Space Jam 2. Like, I wonder how much of his own money actually goes into it. Once you can just put the words LeBron and James in front of a product, you're sort of going to at least get news.
Mm-hmm.
But way to go, LeBron. I'll be there. AMC A-list. I mean, I'm not going to pay, but I will go.
Okay, the next thing I want to ask you about is, do you have any inkling of who Anthony Davis is?
I know that I am aware that that is a name that, even though it sounds like it could just be a guy from Stockton, is actually a basketball player.
He has a unibrow.
I was born in Stockton. I'm not coming for you, Stockton.
He has a unibrow.
Well, then he is family to me.
And
he's
one of the best players in the NBA who has been kind of stuck on the New Orleans Pelicans for his entire career.
Which, if you're going to be stuck somewhere, New Orleans is not a place I'd complain about.
Well, he did complain about it this year. And,
foolish choice. Where's he now?
Well, he
Indiana, enjoy it.
No, he shut himself down and demanded a trade and fought with them all year through his agent, LeBron James's best friend, Rich Paul.
Okay.
Demanding to go to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, is this the shady thing where and then that didn't happen?
Well, it did end up happening, though. But okay. Yes,
but,
that is,
but not
that is
for
excellent
five months,
knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he essentially threw away 5 months of his career.
Yeah, I've done that like every 2 years.
Yeah, actually, it's all like very relatable. It's like, oh, I really wanted this thing to happen, and then it didn't, and then I got kind of depressed. I didn't get a lot done for a while. And my friends really tried to help me, but I wasn't really that helpful myself.
Yeah. And a unibrow? Am I Anthony Davis?
Yeah. And well, people were kind of annoyed.
Powerful friends were trying to help me, and still nothing happened.
Yeah.
Well, here's a funny thing that I have done with you, Caitlin. I was at Universal Studios earlier this summer.
Yeah.
And I saw Anthony Davis ride the Harry Potter ride.
Did he love it?
He is seven feet
up?
Tall.
Oh, then it's terrifying.
So it looked incredible. Not the roller coaster, by the way. The weird 3D one.
Right.
Yeah,
That gets oddly close. Like, you feel like you're flying very close to things. And as a 6'1" person, I was like, I wonder if this ride is built for me. So as a 7 foot tall person, boy, yeah. Watch your toesies. Watch your head. That's pretty funny. That would be a great headline. Anthony Davis knocked senseless by log on Harry Potter ride. Not a great head. I'm not trying to speak that into being. I'm just saying. I can see it happen.
Now I want to ask you about Kyrie Irving.
Okay, sure. Yes.
Are you
familiar? Is he very fashionable?
Sort of.
No. Okay.
He's the flat earth guy.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. And the no dinosaurs guy? Same guy?
No, just flat earth. I think he believes in dinosaurs, right, Sean? Do we have a dinosaur theory from Kyrie Irving?
He kind of stays away from that one. I think he probably does believe in dinosaurs. The thing is, he's not... he's very spiritual, but he is not religious, if that makes sense.
Oh,
he believes in... I'm sure he believes in chemtrails, the flat earth...
he's always
like numerology, runes, you know, crystals.
Yep. He is often... energy. He's often... his logo is the all-seeing eye in the triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
right,
that's the kind of guy we're talking about. He's
embraces... a real national treasure type. Yeah, gotcha.
Well,
yeah.
He's more like, I would say, a loose change type.
Sure,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I think he, like, really embraces science. He just doesn't always totally understand what science is. So I think he probably likes dinosaurs.
I feel like...
He thinks flat Earth is like a novel new theory that's up that's like outseeding the old rhetoric about Earth.
No, he just doesn't.
He's naive and very sweet.
Telling you things.
His he just doesn't believe what people tell him. If that makes sense, he's a real
Unless
Art
it's on
Bell
a YouTube
type.
Straight to camera in your one bedroom apartment video. I have a studio. Again, I'm not throwing stones. I'm just saying that's generally the setup.
I would say Kyrie Irving is the most Art Bell / George Norrie NBA player of all time.
So behold the pale horse. It is.
anyway, he was on the Boston Celtics.
Great town for him to be in. Very accepting and open to people's big ideas.
Well, you're never going to believe this, but they hate him now.
No.
Because he was kind of annoying all year. Okay, he was really annoying all year.
Annoying in Boston, too.
He was
I'm
really...
not even railing on Boston. Boston, don't kid yourself. You know.
Another fun thing about Kyrie Irving is he is currently attached to star in a haunted hotel movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, that feels like he's going to think it's real.
Well, it is
like,
real.
In the haunted hotel movie, there's always one person who goes bananas.
Well, do you know why he wanted to do this movie? Is he had a paranormal experience himself at a haunted hotel?
Yeah, the hotel,
like a hotel that's like billed as haunted, where you rent it, and the owner's like, "Well, for 20 extra bucks, I can give you the key to the suite where she is." And you get to see a ghost? One of those?
Yes. The nice hotel in Oklahoma City is called the Skirvin Hotel. And the NBA players stay there because it's the one nice hotel in Oklahoma City, I guess.
Skirvin, yeah.
And it's famously haunted.
There's perfectly nice casinos. It's where I say everywhere I go.
It's haunted.
Right?
And multiple NBA players have had paranormal experiences there.
I think the weed's just shitty in Oklahoma.
Now, to be fair to Kyrie Irving, his experience I don't think was paranormal. I believe he found bed bugs in his bed there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that will make you pray to a different god.
He said he woke up and was looking a bed bug right in the eye, I believe.
By the way...
Sorry, that's just... so precious. Go ahead.
A guy did investigate the story of the haunting of that hotel and was like, there's no real evidence for this legendary story, but lots of people were murdered on this floor of the hotel. Just not this specific story.
I mean, honestly, that's just kind of rude. Pick a hotel anywhere and somebody's been murdered on every floor. That's just hotels.
So
it's the same thing with, like, Florida. We assume that Florida has the craziest news, but Florida just has really open public information laws. So police, like, actually have to send journalists press reports with, like, egg, I was eating another guy's face. It's not like that isn't happening in Montana. It's just in Montana, those files don't have to go to the press. So we just don't hear about it. It's just lazy. A journalist knows that they can just look up Florida and get all the weird news they'll ever need because they give it to us. Good on you, Florida. Just know that the rest of the country is as weird. They're just not telling us about it.
So Kyrie Irving left the Boston Celtics this summer, and everyone in Boston was annoyed with him, and now they hate him because he left.
Well, that's just, I mean, Boston, you can't be rude to someone at a party and then talk shit after they leave. You wanted them to leave.
To join the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay.
And,
does he get, like, well, I mean, cool. All right.
Well, but here's the funny thing. You remember Golden State Warriors star Kevin Durant?
I do.
He is Kyrie Irving's best friend.
Okay.
And they now both,
that seems cute.
They now both play for the Brooklyn Nets.
Is that, like, really good for them, or is it going to be like the teacher has to sit them in different parts of the classroom, or they'll just giggle and nobody will learn any biology?
I would say they are probably two of the three most annoying stars in the NBA.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that's fair, Sean?
Yeah.
Are they just counting on Jay-Z to, like, fix that, or what?
I think they're counting on, like, maybe two wrongs making a right.
I mean, those it's always a good thing to bet on. This is my relationship strategy. Is that how the Brooklyn Nets make trades? Just kidding. I'm happily in a relationship. It just felt like the cheap joke to make right there.
It seems like what they've tried to do is, like, these two weirdos who are kind of friends or sort of now, that they've filled in the rest of the team with either you know, like, quality veterans who have been around a long time and get along with everybody, and then, like, young guys from poverty-stricken Eastern Europe who,
oh,
like,
wow.
Like, they can't be, you can't be affected by Kevin Durant's moodiness or Kyrie Irving's crazy theories if your primary language is Bosnian, you know?
That's, like, you know, sure, right.
I don't know if that's a language now that I've said it out loud. But I think that's kind of the idea, is like, well, these Lithuanian teenagers probably will just they'll talk to the translator through the coach, and they won't start, you know, watching conspiracy videos.
That's honestly a good plan. I guess I am intrigued to watch a Brooklyn Nets game this next year just to see the dynamic play out.
Well, so
good,
that problem
well on
is,
you. Just like every Christmas, I am now inspired to see what the fuck is going to happen.
The problem with that, though, is Kevin Durant is not going to play this year.
Or was he? Did he get an owie? Was that?
Yeah, because he injured himself in the NBA
right,
finals.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Right, he was there, and now I didn't realize he was traded this year. I thought maybe that was in the past, then I missed it because whole teams get created, and I hear about them talking to you. But yeah, that's a shame. What did he hurt again?
His Achilles is torn.
Oh, that he has the gross one. Yeah, that's really gross.
So it's a weird thing where these two guys who constantly change their minds about everything have decided to play together, but now one of them won't play this year. And there's a good chance the two of them change their minds again this year, if that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's funny. I mean, a guy, like, I assume they're both still good enough to put up with.
Oh, yeah, they're both very good. Here's the thing about this summer in the NBA. Something like 17 All-Stars changed teams or something like that.
That is mm-hmm. That's a busy lunchroom table switching.
Yeah.
Nothing's the same in the cafeteria now.
I think it actually was somewhat determined by that, too, because there's a weird, like, two-week period where the season's over, but no one's allowed to officially sign until July 1st.
Okay.
And so it really is just like a flurry of text messaging and secret lunches.
All right. Yeah, I feel like I could observe my friends having small meltdowns on Twitter regarding this time period and mm-hmm. how much shenanigans there were, which again is a fun way to watch basketball. Ball news is just yeah. to see a friend post something like what with like 40 question marks and 2 exclamation points.
Okay, so our last guy I want to talk about is have you ever heard of a person named Zion Williamson?
Yes, that was pretty impossible to miss, and indeed quite impressive.
A giant man who can literally fly.
Yes, he's huge. He jumps so high.
Look, lots of people lie about their heights and weights in the NBA, but if you took these measurements at face value, he would have been the second heaviest player in the NBA last season.
That's
behind
wild.
A guy
he
who's
also play football, or am I dumb?
What was that?
No, he didn't also play football, right? He's all basketball.
He's all basketball, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
My mind just gave him an extra sport.
Well, he does have a football player name.
He yeah. does. Yes, he does. He's very impressive, but he got hurt because his shoe exploded, right?
Yes.
He's doing better?
Yes, he was the first pick in the NBA, and I want to point this out because of the cyclical nature of the NBA. Remember Anthony Davis with the unibrow and the demanding a trade out of New Orleans? Uh-huh. Well, guess who won the NBA draft lottery and is going to get Zion Williamson this year?
Oh, those Pelicans got him,
yep.
huh?
Yep, welcome to New Orleans.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, the big beignet is coming.
I'm always pulling for NO. That's pretty cool.
Look, I love a Pelicans player.
Man,
I love
a
New Orleans success story.
What a fabulous place to be young and famous.
Yeah,
but and also
good
like,
Lord, you couldn't pick a better city. Like New York, tempting. Los Angeles, sure, but like, nope. Spend a couple of years in New Orleans while your liver can still handle it, my friend. And Godspeed and enjoy. Woo! And good luck paying for a po' boy, because you're not gonna. That's gonna be a time. He's going to have saxophones played directly at him for the next several years of his life. It's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll just be following him around.
People will just spontaneously sing because he shows up. And I'm not just stereotyping. They did it for me. Imagine what they're going to do for. I just walked around a corner on Bourbon Street and they saw a person who would give them at least a dollar. But when they see Zion, it's going to be genuinely inspired. Man, streets are just going to break out in mad chorus. Well done. He's going to get traded somewhere else and like be in Philly just waiting for a street to yell his name and joy. And he's just going to get like a Fanta thrown at his head. It's going to be so confusing.
I also just like the potential for him to get pretty fat, but also still be really good. Because he's like, he's 20 years old. Doesn't really matter if you're a fat 20-year-old. So.
He also seems to be one of those like... You know, I don't know. I'm not his nutritionist, but he looks like a high-calorie, high-burn kind of guy. So at this point, he could probably, you know, it looks like he doesn't work out hungry. It looks like he's getting very strong.
Yeah.
His elasticity, he's young. He can stay very limber and just maintain his size. But I don't think the cuisine is going to do him any harm. I can't wait to see it. My thoughts are inappropriate. He is a child.
Another thing I think you'd like about him, Caitlin, is when he was picked first, something he'd known he was going to get picked first for a year, basically.
Right,
but when it finally happened, just openly wept.
Which, you know, it's...
Guys don't do that normally.
They don't.
And it was very sweet.
And one of the things I've learned about basketball from you guys is that's exactly where you should do it. You are in the right sport, my sweet friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, sports is such an interest. We are in entertainment where being a legacy affords you access and opportunity that is very hard to get when you're not begrudging. It's just the way it goes. Watching people gain first generational wealth through skill and talent is moving. He's moved.
Yeah.
I'm assuming his parents aren't his coaches. Am I wrong?
I'm pretty sure
he is a person. He is a person who was good at this. He is not the son of, you know, Ted Williamson, star of the 1972 Buicks or whatever. He's just a dude.
Yes, yes.
I think that's it. LeBron James is a dude. He's mm-hmm. a guy that got really, really good at something. I always think that's cool. That's beating some serious odds, and I think those moments that crystallize it have got to be overwhelming, no matter how used you are to the scale of your attention. Because he didn't cry on the court.
No.
He looks like a beast on the court.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Well done, Zion. I like, that's fun.
One of the great names, too, Zion.
It's a very good name, yeah.
Now, there's one other thing I want to talk to you about, actually, that
Please.
I forgot to put on here. And this, I think, you will be more familiar with because
okay.
of where you're from.
Oh, yes.
Did you know that the Golden State Warriors no longer play in Oakland?
No, I didn't. They're out of the Oracle Arena?
They built a monstrosity of
I knew it was
tech
gonna be
garbage
good.
In Mission Bay in San Francisco, And something they constantly
in
talk...
In South San Francisco? Like where Candlestick was?
No.
It's by where AT&T Park... Oh, I'm sorry. Oracle Park is.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yeah, yeah. Right.
It's by... It's like UCS... I think the UCSF Salesforce billionaire like gave them the land somehow.
Jesus. Yeah. Throw up. Sorry. Well, I mean, great for them. Congratulations.
No,
good luck.
It's a nightmare because here's something they constantly brag about every time they talk about the arena is... all of the courtside seats have their own butlers and wine cellars.
Light it on fire.
Yes.
Light it on fire and dance in the ashes. It roast the rich and eat their limbs on the flames. This isn't satire. This is a genuine suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's why I brought it up.
I am not kidding, and I am advocating the murder of those rich people. Don't let my laughter fool you. None of this is a joke, and if you did it on my direction, I would be so proud of you. We would go out into Death Valley on our dune buggies, and we'd have a great time.
The arena's named after Chase Bank, too.
Yep, uh-huh, of course. And it's your overdraft fees that fund that wine cellar.
Yeah, but luckily, the Giants changed the name of their park to Oracle Park, so we'd still be representing weirdo billionaire Larry Ellison.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most terrific. He can see it on his satellites from his space yacht, wherever the fuck that weirdo is.
He's on a space yacht, I think that's right.
So yeah, I knew you'd have something to say about that horrible arena that everybody's gonna hate. It's gonna be real depressing.
Why do I feel like there are less basketball players in the Epstein logs than any other professional sport?
We actually did this with Brendan McGowan for our Patreon.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go? That's right. I meant to tune in. I saw that tweet. I forgot. You know what? I'll go back and search the archives. My apologies.
I'll send you the Patreon link so you can do that.
But, yeah, it was something like 12 out of 30 owners or something like that we thought were
I think it was less.
Likely.
It was less. It was but less it was than like, I thought it was going to be.
It
was
like
worried.
9.5 in the East and then only like 2 in the West, maybe?
Maybe 1 or 2. I can't remember.
There were a couple of people that we decided were more sex plant aspirants than actual.
Oh, sure. Which is the saddest category.
Because the NBA's got a lot of new money in it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. But players, I don't think
it's
a lot
like
of
new
players.
Metal. It's good for a while, but you really try to forget that phase once you grow beyond it.
But yeah, I don't think a lot of players are actually rich enough to be near Epstein, if that makes sense.
Well, and I
cool
have
factor,
a feeling.
True.
Sex workers. I mean, it's good money, but.
Sean, what were you going to say?
Oh, sorry. I think that plane is. Primarily white people. I don't think there are a lot of
I do think that's true, and I think if Epstein had any use for basketball players bringing it back around, it would be to sell semen samples. He feels kind of get out motherfucker.
Well, we're pretty sure that he's close with the owner of the Miami Heat, so I think he and Udonis Haslam could have this.
All right, Caitlin, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thank you for having me.
Plug your wares again.
Oh, yeah. CaitlinGillComedy.com has links to all the tour dates. Those are in Eureka, Salem, Portland, Seattle, Boise, Denver, and then Boise again. So if you were in any of those places, go look at CaitlinGillComedy.com. It's probably spelled how you guessed it, but if you didn't, Google will figure it out for you. I'm at Robot Caitlin on Twitter, and Caitlin is tall on Instagram because I am, in fact, tall. And the album's available everywhere. Like I said, come out to a show and tell me that you heard the podcast, and I would gladly high-five you. That's my pitch to get you to the merch table, even if you don't have any money. I just want to meet you, and that's where I'll be after this. But also give me your money. So it's a whole thing. You know, it's either or.
Yeah, definitely do all of those things. And Sean, is there
And Sean will be in Eureka on the 22nd, which I was so excited when I heard about it. I'm very pleased with that news.
Sean, is there anything else you want to plug?
You can read, I wrote a thing about how Dwight Howard sucks that you can read on Yardbarker. And, come see, Riffers.
Well, Dwight Howard wrote a scathing Yelp review of you, Sean. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's true. He's the dirtbag. Monday, if you're in San Francisco, I'm doing shows in San Francisco this weekend. I mean, come see Riffer's Delight at the Alamo Draft House on Monday night. We're showing Donnie Darko, which I feel like should be rife for a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Yeah, that's the one to check out.
Enjoy.
Oh, and I'll be at the Sacramento Punchline at the in the middle of September, too, if you live in Sacramento. Check it out.
Oh, heck yes.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where 19 hours ago, I tweeted, I love Arizona. It's where I'm meant to be. I was told by a palm reader in New Orleans when I was 12 that in a past life I was a judge in the Old Southwest defending Native Americans. 20 years later, I actually believe that was the case.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did. It's a song by the band. It's called The Night the Atlanta Hawks Traded Down. So it's about the Doncic again.
All right. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Buy things from Caitlin.
Woo! Travis Schlenk is the name, and I work for Atlanta's team. They gave me the GM job, cause I guessed right with Draymond Green. In the draft of 2018, we had the third pick, prime for Luka, but I traded down for extra picks. It's a decision that makes me want to puke. The night the Atlanta Hawks traded down. And Grant Hill was stressing the night the Atlanta Hawks traded down. The bloggers were second guessing. They went, nah, 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 nah. Should have taken Luka. Back at home at the All-Star break, Luka Doncic was going insane. Then I watched John Collins. He tried to dunk and destroyed a plane. Now I don't mind losing games, and I don't care about getting big names. Trey is pretty good, he's a charming fella, but I should have gotten more when I traded for Melo. The night the Atlanta Hawks traded down. And all the fans were screaming, the night the Atlanta Hawks traded down. Nate Duncan was live streaming. He went,
should have taken Luka.
Like Billy King before me, I'm in over my head. Like Danny Ferry above me, I'll apologize for things I said. I traded up, got Cam from Duke, but Don Nelson tricked me out of Luka. I saw Doncic play, that guy is a beast, it's a disaster, but thank God we play in the East. The Hawks traded down. The Mavs were celebrating the night the Atlanta Hawks traded down. Pants DJ was masturbating. He went, nah, 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 naughtynurses.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.